Get back to the baseball. Also going to sneak in a little Yo McElroy trivia brought to you by Hurley's Tavern coming up in 10 minutes. But right now, each and every Wednesday, 7:35, Wes McElroy, John Lazor, voice of the Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates. Hokies at the halfway point on the bye week. Before we get into silliness, fun, back and forth, first of all, I know the Virginia Tech program dealing with tragedy. I don't know if you've talked to Sean Savoy or been around him, but just a heartbreaking post the other day about his brother.
Yeah, without question. And I haven't had the chance to see Sean since that news unfortunately came out. I know he's gone home to be with his family, and the bye week obviously giving him more time to do so, which is the only very minor silver lining in this. But a great reminder here, while football is idle, that football is certainly not everything, and a young man dealing with a loss that, quite frankly, I can't even imagine dealing with at his age or even at my current age. So incredibly sad news, and I know Coach Fuente, I talked to yesterday about it, was kind of working through how he wanted to handle that with his team and how he wanted to express that. But certainly life has interceded at the midway point of the season. And I guess the best that we can all do is let Sean know that we're here for him in any way possible that he might need us. And that certainly is the case for everybody that I've talked to.
Well, as I stated yesterday, it doesn't matter what school you pull for or what side of the rivalry you are in. Say a prayer to Sean Savoy because he and his family need it. He's John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies. He's brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case. The case with Virginia Tech is 5-1. If I would have told you on September 2nd that the Hokies go into their bye 5-1, would you have taken it? I'm sure you would have taken it. Would you have expected it?
I don't know if you could say you would have expected it. You certainly knew that it was possible, and West Virginia was the trigger game. I think for the most part, the season has played out about exactly as you would expect it to. You get the win over West Virginia, and they were actually predicted to win that game on September 2nd, and they lose to Clemson, a team that right now is quite a bit more experienced and physical than they are. And other than that, they've looked great at times. They've looked somewhat shaky at times, particularly offensively, but ultimately the defense has carried the day over opponents that you should have beaten. So it's interesting, you know, you haven't gotten there exactly the way in which you may have expected or you should have, but at the same time you're at the point where you should be. And I think from an injury perspective, as is the nature of football, you've lost Divine Diablo and Caleb Farley going all the way back to camp, but for the most part, should Cam Phillips be able to come back from North Carolina and not miss any more time, you feel pretty good about where you are physically and also from a maturation standpoint, because you have at this point gotten a lot of young guys experience, including Sean Savoy, who has really been a breakout player in his true freshman season. So yeah, you feel good about it. I most definitely would have taken it. All your goals are in front of you with your coastal opponents lined up the second half of the season. So yeah, Tech overall is in a very good place. And if you had asked me back on September 2nd, I would have said, I just hope that we make it to week 6, because we had a lot of challenges logistically facing us at the time. But here we are and ready to roll.
John Lazor, voice of the Hokies. I'm not going to ask you to do this with every part of the team, but what grade would you give Josh Jackson to date?
I don't think you can boil it down to a simple letter grade for his overall performance, because obviously his leadership and poise is an A+, and what you thrust him into with starting on against West Virginia on that stage and against that team and with what he had around him in terms of inexperience, that was exemplary, and that's not something that you can ask of anybody. I think his leadership and knowledge of this offense and the way that he operates what is given to him by Brad Cornelison and Justin Fuente has also been an A. I think the one area where you may knock Josh, and you've seen it the last couple of games for Tech, has been downfield passing, although that he has, I think, done a pretty good job in terms of distributing the football. There are some deep balls that I know he'd love to have back, and that is, I think, the one deficiency for him, and it's not necessarily something that you work at. It's just kind of the quarterback that he is, so I think you'd put that as the B. But overall, I think, Wes, if you give him that slight knock, you've got to go A-, and you do that because you just want to recognize that as a redshirt freshman, there's definitely higher levels for him to aspire to, and at this point, I don't think we have much doubt that he'll get there. We just hope that he gets there quickly enough in the second half of the season for the Hokies to return to some of their elevated heights that they were at a year ago.
Okay, excluding quarterback, since you just went through that and it was a pretty good report card, most pleasant surprise of this team?
I think the receivers have been better than I thought they would be, quite frankly. Cam Phillips we knew would be good, but I didn't think we'd recognize that he would be this good in terms of nationally elite with his numbers, and he took a hit last week, obviously only playing a couple of snaps in that game against Boston College, but still right up there nationally in the top 10. And the fact that he's probably, if he returns against North Carolina, going to break all of Isaiah Ford's records in the next couple of weeks is exceptional. I didn't see Sean Savoy coming, Wes. I'll be the first one to admit it. You know, when I was on this show or other shows, I kept saying Khalil Pimpleton and Dalton Keene and Hezekiah Grimsley and some of the others, and Sean Savoy didn't emerge for me until later in camp. And he's been great, particularly against Boston College when Cam did go down, and he did what he did with 9 catches there. So I think those other guys have come along nicely. I don't know if I would have said that as recently as a week ago, but watching what Eric Kuma was able to do, particularly on third down the other day, and the fact that Dalton Keene has been able to stay on the field, and I look at him as somewhat of a hybrid receiver back, tight end, whatever you want to call him, has also proven to be very capable and consistent. So that has been a pleasant surprise for this team. To your next question, which has been the position group that has probably underperformed a little bit, that would have to be the running backs.
All right, well, you wipe that follow-up question off the table, so we'll move along. John Lazor, brought to you by Cowan Gates. Let you roll on this one. We're not going to grade, I told you, we're not going to grade every part of this team. However, if you were to go into Justin Fuente's office with a legal pad and you were to write a to-do list of things to do over the bye week, give me 2 or 3 things.
Well, again, I think despite the fact that I just praised them, the receiving group has to get better in terms of their diversity and who's going to show up. I think this team needs to give more multiple looks and more threats down the field to people in order to reopen that run game and give the running backs a chance to succeed in this offense. Because as predicted, this team has become more lateral and it's become more slant and skinny post oriented rather than what it was, which was perimeter vertical last year. And I think you have to get back to some of that. Running the quarterback hasn't been as much of a weapon this year for the Hokies, but all of that is predicated on the fact that more focus can be put in the middle of the field defensively for the opposition. And on the other side, although the defense has been phenomenal thus far this year and is really the reason that you're 5-1, I'd like to see more patience in terms of their blitzes. It's not the schemes. I think the schemes have been excellent, like they generally are from Bud Foster, but when Tremaine Edmonds is steaming in and when Adonis Alexander is coming in, those are the two guys that stick out because they did it a couple of times against Boston College. They've got to be under control and not let the quarterback sneak out the backside or pick up yards with his feet, because as you go forward and you play more capable quarterbacks and you need to be more patient and disciplined when you're applying pressure, you're going to get hurt in bigger ways if you don't. So I think defensively that would be the one area that would stand out where you can work on some things.
More watching college football Saturday or more wedding planning this weekend?
Well, we've got engagement photos this week, buddy. So,
oh boy.
I'm sure that will lead to a certain level of stress coming out that most couples wouldn't deal with. Yeah, I don't know how much I'm sure I'll watch some of the Coastal Division games. I'll definitely watch Virginia, North Carolina, obviously, with a pretty keen eye. But outside of that, I don't think it's a tremendous slate of games really this weekend. And I think you see that reflected across the country.
All right. Smile pretty and make sure we get one for the mantle, okay?
Apparently, I'm not supposed to wear the shirt that I'm wearing for the pictures driving up there. And I said, listen, I put one shirt on in the morning, and that's the shirt that I finished the day with, regardless of how much mustard and stuff winds up on there. So we're going to have to deal with that.
Oh, you have so much to learn about marriage, John Lazor. I can't wait to watch.
I'm not married yet.
I can't wait to watch this all unfold. Have a good bye week, buddy. Thanks, Laz.
See you, brother.